It was the fall of 1862, and tensions ran high in northeast Missouri. Union and Confederate troops had skirmished several times, and local citizens were keenly aware of who sympathized with each side. When a local resident went missing, one side quickly blamed the other and demanded his return. The sad story that unfolded is today's edition of The American Countryside.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It was the fall of 1862. Sharon Harrison says tension between Union and Confederate sympathizers was about to ignite over the arrest of Andrew Alsman.
He was a carpenter by trade, at least 60 years old gentleman, who was on the side of the Union Army. And he was responsible for lots of times reporting activities in people's leanings toward the Confederacy, and he would report that then to the Union officers. That was why there was such hatred against Andrew.
Confederate Colonel Joseph Porter had led men in several skirmishes and battles in northeast Missouri in the summer of 1862. On September 12th, his men captured Alsman. Union Colonel John McNeil said Alsman must be returned alive.
McNeil realized that Alsman had disappeared, but he had given an ultimatum that he'd be returned within 10 days or there would be Confederate people taken from the jail and would be executed.
But communication between McNeil and Porter was poor or non-existent. In fact, Porter and the Confederate troops were no longer in possession of Alsman.
They had released Alsman, had given him the right to go, and he was afraid to go alone for fear of retaliation. And that obviously was what happened. He was taken out of town and had his guard with him. You know, it's really hard to know the exact story. They found his body sometime later in the woods.
It's not known who killed Alsman. His body was not found until long after McNeil's deadline to return him alive had passed. That meant 10 citizens. Not soldiers, but citizens of northeast Missouri would be put to death. Would the Union really carry out such a threat? The answer next time as we travel the countryside. In Palmyra, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.